Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. Settles in your soul, doesn't it, partner?
It does.
It does.
Every day.
Welcome to Jefferson State of Mind. I'm here with my partner, Wynn Carpenter. How are you doing, Wynn?
I'm doing well. And you, Terry?
I'm doing good. And we're Travis, doing... the Hat Man, our producer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
And Ashley, she's in there helping out today. It's good to see her back.
Got the big guns in
hello,
here.
Hello.
Huh?
Hello, hello.
Broadcasting live from KCNR 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better.
When it's up and running.
Mm-hmm. 1460 AM. If you have a comment or a question, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. We have a very special program today. It's going to be all 3 hours, so this will carry over into Sovereign Minds. In 2009, the Tea Party started. And people were talking about education and how to get our nation back and how to get our liberties back. At that time, I think we were pretty aware that we were losing our liberties pretty rapidly. Yep. I think we were as mad at the Republicans as we were at the Democrats. Well, we mad at them
for not doing anything.
Because they didn't do anything. So anyway, there was always talk about education. Let's educate, educate, educate. The challenge with education is education without action is meaningless. So what happens? What do we do to restore the liberty we lost? What do we do to get that back, to restore that?
We educate ourselves.
We do.
And others.
Today, you're going to witness history. This is the beginning of action. This is the time when we need to start. This is the day that we start getting our country back together. I was with Kevin Kiley on Friday night. Question came up, how do we do that? Well, we do it first locally. Locally is where we have control. Locally is in your own backyard, your community, where your kids play, where they go to school, where you go to church.
Where you pay taxes.
And where you have boards of supervisors that sometimes are not the people that represent the people they are sworn to serve. So today we're going to start with this. We're going to talk about a thing called the red, white, and blueprint. And today is not the beginning. Today is not the beginning of the end, but today is the end of the beginning. In studio right now, I have Carlos Zapata and Woody Clendenin. How are you, brothers, and what's to you, Carlos?
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
well,
guys.
I think this is the coming out show, if you will. This is where we kind of let the cat out of the bag as to what we've been working on. I've been on the program a few times now, and we've been talking on different levels. We talk on national level. We talk about the state quite a bit. And we're coming to a point now where we want to talk about how we can best affect and influence what goes on in our country. And we start by what you said, Terry, just a second ago, is local control. So this is going to be a long conversation. We're going to have a lot of questions, a lot of dialogue going back and forth. But we're going to delineate and sort of talk about where we've been, where we are now, and where we're going. And this red, white, and blueprint is bigger than any of us here in this room. This is something that's going to, we feel, change our country from right here in the North State in Shasta County. So we have a lot of key players we'll introduce throughout the program, and I'm excited to talk with you guys about it. So, you know, Woody and I are sitting here as probably the guys who've had their necks out on a chopping block more publicly than probably anybody in this community right now, you know, and we've been attacked, we've been talked about, written about. And so I think it's a great way to start the program, you know, because we have stood up and we're going to continue to stand up. So I'd like to introduce Woody here as well.
Yeah, and I want to start out by saying that I'm still
probably matter if the Republicans and the Democrats, you know?
Yep.
It's like you're going into a bar fight and you're going to fight all these guys and your buddies duck out the back door at the last second. You know, that's the kind of friends they are. And they're just really cowardly. So, you know, it's easy to get caught up in watching the whole national politics deal. You know, it's what's on the news and everything. But really, I mean, it's really time. There's so many ways we can affect our local area. And the start is to get rid of some bad leadership. You know, that's the whole deal for me. We got to do it. And for some people, they're going to throw a fit and wonder why, because a lot of these guys claim to be Republicans. Why would you do that? But I think we're past Democrats and Republicans, you know. You're either a constitutionalist or you're not, and that's kind of where I'm at with it all, you know.
And I love that's where we're starting the conversation, because this is not about Republicans. It's not about Democrats. This really just is about patriotism and loving our country enough to make a difference and to leave a better country, a legacy for our children and our grandchildren. And we have to approach this from a very, very common sense and practical, pragmatic point of view. We don't want to be pigeonholed into represent a party in this movement, because we're not. And like what he said, you know, the Republican Party has left us. We did not leave the Republican Party. You know, they ducked out the back door in the middle of a fist fight. And I love that analogy. That was great. And if you know Woody, you know, those fight analogies are really, really good to hear, because, I mean, he's been on the front line for a long time, not threatening violence, but, you know, providing that option for the community. And that's an important thing, you know, to know that there is people that, in this community that will fight for our freedom and for our rights. So.
Well, with what you're doing, you're looking to help the sovereign citizens of the state of California, specifically Shasta County, to have representation. We don't have it. We don't have it through our Board of Supervisors. We don't have it through our City Council. We don't have it through our Assembly, our Senate. I mean, we don't have it. So now it's going to take all of us to step up and start locally, which is in our own hometown, and get it started, and then it can filter out. So that's a great thing that you guys are putting together.
Yeah, we're going to start with this recall. You know, this recall is real. Mm-hmm. It's not a conversation anymore. It's no longer an option. It is the option. It's, I think...
You're talking the county recall.
The county
Board
recall.
Of Supervisors.
Yeah, the state recall. I think we've all kind of been a part of that. We've all put our name on the line.
And I'm just saying that for the listeners.
Hoping for the best.
Listeners,
So let's give some context here. So this red, white, and blueprint really is going to chronicle and document the process of a local county supervisor recall. And I feel that at this point, the cat's out of the bag, and the people being recalled need to know that they're going to be recalled.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, this is not a violent overthrow. It's not a coup, as some people have said it is. This
right.
is employing a very peaceful mechanism that we have in our power to do. So we're going to recall three, possibly four, but definitely three of our county supervisors.
Now, before we go on, Randy, we know you're on the line, but I thought I stated it at the beginning of the program. I'll state it now, and I apologize if I didn't. We probably won't be taking calls for about the first 20 minutes of this program, because what we want to do is lay a foundation about what we're going to be talking about today. So with that, Randy, if you want to call back in about 10 minutes, that'd be wonderful. We'd love to hear your call. Carlos, go ahead and continue, my friend.
So let me give a little background as to why we're here. Okay, I think we're going to set the groundwork right now. There's been groups in this county that have been meeting with regard to a recall, regard to how we change our community, how we change our country. So a group of men that I meet with every week, we're sitting around one day, and we're throwing around ideas of what we can do. And this group started because they wanted to know how they could defend our community. You know, these guys were like, man, we might have to fight somebody. Where do we go? You know, how do we do this? You know, Carlos, show us the way. And I said, well, I know a guy named Woody, you know. And we can talk about this. But as we're sitting around, we said, you know what? What is going to be the number one mechanism that we can use? And that's going to be to recall our supervisors at the local level. Well, how can we bring light to this? How do we succeed in doing this? Because failure is not an option. If anybody knows me, anybody knows the team that I'm a part of here, none of us are losers. None of us are going to take no for an answer. None of us are going to fail at this endeavor.
Or quit.
And we're not going to quit.
Right.
You know, we're going to be relentless. We're very determined, very ambitious, and aggressive. So you know, we called our group the Blueprint. We kept talking about this Blueprint. How do we make something that can be replicated and duplicated into other counties? You know, how can we, because we have people calling us from all over the country saying, what are you guys doing in Shasta County? Because you guys are kind of ahead of the ball here, you know, and Shasta County's never been ahead of anything, you know, but now we are. So the secret's out as to how wonderful it is up here. And we want to create a blueprint of how to take control of, number one, your family and yourself, you know, take control of your schools, take control of your community.
Water boards.
And absolutely.
Planning committees, all that kind of stuff.
And hold every appointed or elected official accountable. So a friend of ours said, well, let's call it the red, white, and blueprint. And we said, man, that's it. The red, white, and blueprint. It's catchy. It's good. We can put that on the website. We can put that on our banner, and we can fly that banner for everybody to see. So that's what we're doing. We're creating a documentary. It's going to be a 10-plus episode documentary on, you know, this process, on who we are culturally, what this county is about, what we believe, and hopefully represent everybody in this county, not left, not right, not Republican, not Democrat, but everybody in this county who simply wants to make a better place for our families.
So. And I think the keynote on this, what you said, was duplication, and that is that this red, white, and blueprint is something that will be duplicated by other counties, not only in the state of California, but in other states. And I know that we have people that listen from all over the United States. In fact, we've had some donations from Germany.
Well, Germany, Japan, yeah.
So because people, they know.
They know. Yeah. In fact, it's interesting because a lot of the people that have become citizens here probably have more awareness of what's in the Constitution than the people who grew up here. But with that, we do have to go off to our first break, and we will take phone calls after this second segment. But right now, time has come.
For 51.
Let's restore our liberty and get that done.
Amen.
Never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Dance. Got rhythm, brother. Got rhythm.
You know it, baby.
Well, we're back here with Carlos Zapata, Woody Clendenin, and Courtney Kreider. And we are here and ready to roll. And Courtney's a new guest that will be speaking here in a moment. We'll be talking to her. But Woody, you have some things that you want to bring up, and let's roll it, brother.
Well, you know, everybody that knows me knows that I'm a Cottonwood guy. What's going on in the county to me is a little bit of a microcosm of that is what's happened in Cottonwood years ago, you know, about 10 years ago when we started our community watch and the militia down there, and we all got really active. And down there, we really didn't have a lot of representation. We had no sheriff's patrols. You know, we kind of felt like, hey, we have to take care of ourselves. And so, you know, we did things like put people on the water board there, take over the Chamber of Commerce, make sure of who we wanted on the school board, and go get active in the meetings, you know. And from that, it seems like all of the people in Cottonwood became active. Like when we would have a big community meeting, you know, it would be a couple hundred people, not 10 people, you know. We would fill up the room. And when candidates wanted to come talk, that was kind of how it was. And so I think that was when I really started noticing the power you can have on a local level. And so I never really cared at that time about what went on in Reading or Anderson or Red Bluff, you know, that we had our power between Cottonwood Hill and Nine Mile Hill, and that's where we tried to control. Really, we couldn't do anything about Reading or, right, you know. So now it's really cool to see, you know, you find these other people that are doing the same things up here. And it's really kind of I've made some of the best friends, you know, of my life just in the last couple of years, and people that I would trust with my family's life through this whole deal. Great patriots. So, you know, it's been really exciting.
Yeah, they say you can't make old friends, but we've all found out in the last year that you absolutely can. We've made lifelong friends and develop some awesome, really long-standing relationships out of this whole thing. And there's always a positive, you know. I mean, we can look back and think this has been the worst last year of our lives, or we can say, what an opportunity. What an opportunity for people to rise up and to wake up as to what's going on. Because before this, it was, you know, people like Woody and Cottonwood moving to action, but nobody else knew that that was going on. And kudos to that, because, I mean, look what was going on in Cottonwood 10 years ago. Nobody wanted to go into Cottonwood. And now it's a place where everybody's moving to and buying property and investing into. And that's all, I think, a direct result to Woody and his gang's work, you know, because citizens did decide that, hey, enough's enough. You know, we want to live in a nice place. And now we're taking that and putting it on the county level here.
We call it Cottonwood America. We skip out on the whole California deal.
I call it the free state of Cottonwood.
Cottonwood, yeah. USA.
And, you know, things like the rodeo. And
that was awesome.
The car show.
That was awesome.
That couldn't have happened in a city. So we're lucky enough
it
to be
unincorporated. It didn't happen in Reading.
Exactly.
We're so blessed, you know. And you talk about the rodeo, and the rodeo is so representative as to who we are.
Exactly.
And I've talked about this over and over again from the beginning. You know, that cowboy pioneer spirit. You know, what makes us different? What makes us the kinds of people who are only 3 hours away from San Francisco, yet we're a universe away in the way that we act, the way we live, the way we believe, mm-hmm. and the way that we raise our children, you know. And that really comes down to that spirit, you know, that spirit that says, you know what, no is a complete sentence. And if I say no, I mean no. You're not going to do that to me. You won't do this to our families. We're going to stand up. We're going to fight you, you know. It's in our culture, and that's just who we are. So, Terry, you kind of let the cat out of the bag here by introducing Courtney Kreider, and people in this community know Courtney, and they know where Courtney's been and who she is. You know, Courtney, I don't want to say too much, you know, but Courtney, why don't you kind of say a little bit about where you've been over the last couple weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you guys for having me on. Terry, you are announcing, I guess, the first to announce my arrival back in the North State, and I'm happy to be here. But I actually, a lot of people, you know, they welcome my new journey in Omaha, Nebraska, and I went to work at an NBC affiliate there. Everyone knows, I think, I'm passionate about news, but really I'm a hometown girl. And these past few years at our local station, that's what I did, was represent people who live here. And I had a lot of people that trusted me enough to tell their stories, and that's how I was able to get to know my community on another level. And, you know, I think everyone saw my post as that transition ended, where we didn't see eye to eye, and I went to take a job at another news station, and unfortunately it's a one-way narrative right now. So that ended as well, and I saw this opportunity to come work with Woody and Carlos and actually tell stories that are meaningful to people, tell the truth. And I think, I mean, just the local representation, I don't think anyone turns on the news right now and feels like they're represented.
Anyone even watched 7R News since Courtney left?
I think they've been watching it since we started the recall. You know, but I do want to say this. Someone like Courtney has the courage to stand up for her dream and stand up for liberty. Mika Solner, I know you're listening, Mika, from the Washington Examiner, someone else that has been writing articles and reading what we've been doing, following what we've been doing, and writing articles that are fair. And it's wonderful to see these young journalists that are coming out here and having the courage to stand up and the courage to talk about what they believe in, and more importantly, to print the truth.
Yeah, Mika did a great job.
Yes, she did.
They're doing the truth, and guess what? It's young ladies that are doing it. They're putting themselves on the line. There aren't any young guys out there doing that right now, but hats off, hat tip to the ladies doing it.
Oh, there's a lot of great ladies in leadership in this whole movement, I'll tell you.
They started it, really.
They did. Yep.
And that's an amazing testament to who we are. Mm-hmm. You know, I think our side of the aisle often gets, put into that box, right, where we're the male chauvinists, we're toxically masculine.
Yep.
yet it's women who have risen up here and really become outstanding, strong, courageous leaders, you know, and that says a lot. So I'm proud of them.
Amen.
I think that one other thing we want to talk about here is the fact that, you know, how is this going to be something that other counties can use? And what let's talk a little bit about the blueprint.
So let's talk about the blueprint. Let's talk about this blueprint. Jeremy Edwardson is a music producer who's really, really talented. If you look him up, you're going to see all the work that he's done over the last 20 years. And he reached out to me, you know, a few months back, probably about 5 or 6 months ago. And this is where we started this group that started meeting together that I talked about earlier. And I'm going to have him talk a little bit about the production of this thing and how this idea is really quickly becoming a reality. So, Jeremy, you mind saying a few words here?
Yeah. Well, I'll just start by saying, you know, for me, 2020 was, I mean, for me and, you know, the entire world, 2020 was so bizarre. And I came into 2020 hearing a lot of, you know, this is the year of perfect vision, you know, 2020 vision. And I didn't see that at first because the lockdowns and everything. I'm like, what's that whole thing? But then by the end of the year, I thought, wow, it really is the year of 2020 vision. For the first time, a lot of people are able to see the corruption that's crept into the government here in the States and around the world. And around November, I just was at a place where I was really frustrated, and I didn't know where to put that frustration and anger because that's not who I am. So I saw that video from Carlos that went viral. I tracked him down and got together with him and told him what I was frustrated about and what can we do. And at that point, like many people, I just was shaking my fist at the federal government. I never really paid much attention to local politics. And Carlos was telling me, hey, that's all that matters. You know, we can't do much about the things that are happening in D.C., but right here in our own community, we can, you know, make it what we want to make it. And so I started studying, you know, history and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And I saw that the founding fathers of the United States, they were very specific that the federal government is supposed to be small and easily understood. You know, they had their tasks was to have a standing army, run the post office, and you know, there was a little thing in there about passing laws, and somehow 250 years later, it's huge and very complicated. And the states had their responsibilities, but everything in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, kept pointing back down to the local level. And so for me, once I saw that, it's like, okay, we can make a difference here, but most Americans don't know history. They're being taught something that
goes to our schools. Yeah. Our schools just aren't teaching it at all.
Yeah, there is things that we can do in our community that's our right, it's our God-given right, but also the founding fathers carved that out for us that we can have a community like we want. You know, I was born and raised in Reading. I was born at Mercy Hospital. And two of my closest friends in the last year have moved to Texas and Nashville. And I'm like, no, let's change our community here. So as we're talking about what it looks like to recall, what it looks like to vet out new constitutionally aware leaders who can govern our county, you know, for the people of Shasta County, I had this idea one night, probably 2 a.m. I text Carlos and the guys and said, let's make a documentary. Let's start it right now.
It was 2 a.m.
Yeah. Let's start it right now, and we've got to somehow build this whole thing in the next few weeks because we got a recall coming up. And so we want to start now because we want everybody in America to see what it looks like in 8 months' time to change your entire county's trajectory. And so the first episode's coming out March 26th. It's a Friday. There's going to be an episode that drops on the last Friday of every month for 10 months. And that's kind of it.
So we have a trailer that's coming out, and it was supposed to come out on the 1st, which is tomorrow. And after talking to our publicists and our media people who are working with us on this thing, we moved it back a week because we want this thing to be huge. We want it to be really impactful and hard-hitting, and we figured that moving it back a week won't really set us back. It'll actually launch us forward because we're setting things in place for this to gain national notoriety because we really believe that we're going to need that. We're going to need the people in D.C., and I'm going to have Jeremy talk a little bit about, you know, our friends back in D.C. who are working and advocating on our behalf because if we can get that kind of help, then our local effort becomes that much stronger. And the blueprint really starts to unfold as what it's supposed to be, as an example, really, to the people in D.C., where if they're advocating for us, then you know that they're painting a picture of what we're doing here. And that's a huge thing for our county. Two words I've been using over and over again that are pretty thematic throughout this thing is isolate and insulate. And innovate now. So yeah, we really want to isolate and insulate. Isolate, insulate ourselves from all the BS that's going on in the rest of the country. And that's coming down the pipeline from D.C. and from the state of California. And we want to be able to innovate in a way that we can compete economically. We can compete technologically. We can compete at every level with the rest of the world right here in the North State. We have the resources. We have, I believe, the smartest people in the world or the best people in the world living here. And one thing that Jeremy said, he said he has a couple of really close friends that have moved out of the state. I have many friends that have moved. And people are, you know, saying Destination Idaho, Texas, Oklahoma, these other states. And I would say absolutely not. If somebody breaks into my house at night, I'm not going to move over and go get a hotel for the night and let them sleep in my bed. That's just not going to happen. So I'm not going to let anybody uproot me from this county, from this is my home now. You know, I have so much time invested here, and I know all of you do too. And there's no way that we can just uproot and rebuild somewhere else. Why would we do that? We have literally the most beautiful place in the world. Look around. Look at our snow-capped mountains. Look at our rivers. Look at our streams. And it looks like I'm getting a signal here to start taking calls and
We have a caller on the line, and then we'll come back to what the people that you know back in Washington, et cetera, and the foundation of that. But right now we're going to take a quick call from Rita. Rita, how are you today?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Good. What say you?
Well, I just have a question for Carlos.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just wondering, how do you expect anyone, like people on both sides of the aisle, to follow your plan if you threaten people on the opposite side of the aisle with threats, if they don't do
You know, Rita?
No, I can answer this, Terry.
Well, okay, but, you know, with these phone calls, that's all fine and dandy, but we're not going to go there. We're talking about something specific, and I do realize that we have had messaging from
right
certain committees, and so what we're going to do is we're going to go back to Carlos, let him answer that, and then we thank you for the question.
Yeah, so first of all, you know, that word threat gets misused a lot, Rita, and I think that you need to pick up a dictionary and understand what that word means, you know, because I have never once threatened anybody without cause. We have been attacked. Our families have been attacked. Our businesses have been attacked. Our way of life has been threatened. So if you expect me to lay down, if you think I'm the kind of person who's going to just lay down and let people do this to us and to my children and to my friends and family, you're wrong. So if I seemingly threaten somebody, it's only in retaliation to what they're doing to us.
You're threatening.
I'm not
to defend yourself is what you're doing.
We have a right to defend ourselves. But this is the problem with the left, is they want to throw stones, they want to attack, they want to throw darts, but the second that we stand up and defend ourselves, we're violent extremists, we're insurrectionists. And by definition, you are wrong, Rita. I'm sorry to say that, you know, and I'm never going to sit here and convince you that I'm right. But I can tell you that if you sit back and watch over the next 10 months, you're going to see people from both sides of the aisle joining our movement, because I'll say it over and over again. This is not about Republicans or Democrats. It's about America. It's about our freedom, our patriotism. It's about our way of life. If you attack me, you bet your ass I'm going to attack you. You know, if you come after my family, you can bet we're going to defend ourselves. If you come after my friends, I'm going to defend them. And trust me, that at the end of the day, when smoke clears and the dust settles, I'm the man that you're going to want on your side, Rita.
We have another caller, Randy C. How are you, Randy? What say you?
Hey, good morning. You know, I can agree with much of what is being said here. By the way, I'm a lifelong resident of the county. I've worked in the timber industry. I've worked in the construction. I know how to, you know, how to... I know what it takes to get along in this area, and so I do respect a lot of what the points that you bring up about us taking care of ourselves, and about taking care of our business and respecting each other and all getting along in a unified manner. But I have some big concerns.
Well, Randy, do you have a question? Because we do have we're coming up on a break here. Do you have a question?
I do. Okay, so my question is how. Do you fit in your plans for the future, locally and beyond? How do you fit in the scientific realities of human-caused climate change?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if there's a scientist on here, but there is climate change. We have Randy. Thank you so much. Thank you, Randy. We do have climate change. We have summer and winter and fall and you know.
Listen, I don't want to sit here and argue that. Climate change isn't taking place, because I can talk to two equally smart people.
I don't think that has anything to do with what we're doing.
And both will argue that there is climate change, there isn't climate change. I think that as citizens of this county, we want the best for our environment, and we're going to, you know, elect supervisors that are going to do what's right for our environment here where we live, you know. But I don't think that's a conversation.
No, that isn't the purview here. So anyway, thanks, Randy, for trying to You know, that's another program. You can call into Carl Boss program and mention that maybe. But anyway, what we want to do here is go back to Jeremy. And Jeremy, we were talking about the friends and the people that you have been involved with as far as in our government and how this is sort of working and what their thought process is.
Yeah, so over this last year, I've been doing a lot of traveling. I've been working with an artist named Sean Foyt, and that started out as, hey, let's record some outdoor worship events. And Sean was actually pretty frustrated with Newsom's no singing in church and all that. And I'm a music producer, so I was out on the road with Sean recording his live outdoor worship albums. But it, you know, it started with 400 people on the Golden Gate Bridge. 50 shows later, it was 40,000 people on the lawn at the mall in D.C. in front of the Capitol building. And through that process, I met some of the senators and some of the campaign managers and whatnot. And as we're getting this thing started, I've just been on the phone with them, telling them what we're doing. They're really excited about it. And I think for us, like, we're most excited about straightening out Shasta County. The reason why I don't think this is a Republican versus Democrat thing, a lot of my friends, probably most of my friends, are Democrats. And when we talk about what we're doing right now, I keep going back to, if you believe in this country, if you believe the way the founding fathers originally set up this country to be run, then you can get behind this. Because, you know, what's best for Shasta County isn't always best for San Francisco or L.A. and vice versa. A lot of it comes down to just flat out government overreach and extortion on a state level with the funds. And there's so many things that have gone sideways. And at the end of the day, we want to correct that. We want to restore the original intention for our county.
Which was originally through the Constitution. We're going to have to go off to a break here in about a minute or two, but I want to kind of wrap this segment up with that real quick. And that's to say that the Founding Fathers understood the idea of representation, which is what we're all talking about here on the local level. And in talking about that, that's why Madison understood that every state had to have two senators, no matter how big or how small, whether it's Wyoming, who has 700,000 people, or California, who has 40 million. But we had to have that because, along with the House of Representatives, of course, which is based upon population. But the reason we had to have that is the Founding Fathers understood that we had to have smaller townships and towns and communities represented, as well as the larger towns at the time, like Charleston, New York, and Boston. So with that, what we're going to do is we are going to... Oh, you want to put Opal on first? Oh, we have Opal. Oh, we can't deny Opal. There's three things that you have to understand. Number one, you will always pay taxes. You're going to die, and you never piss off Opal. Hi, Opal.
Hello, dear.
How you doing?
Pretty good, since I've been listening to your program. I have one statement to make.
Okay.
Whether I need one, three, four, or a dozen, where can I get a petition to sign to rid us of half the Board of Supervisors? I want to be the first one to sign it.
So
coming soon.
We will talk about that here in the next segment. I think the actual process.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. We'll give you all the details. Our website goes live on March 8th, along with the trailer. And at that point, we're gonna
have a computer, hon.
Well, we'll get to you through a lot of different means.
We'll find you, Opal.
And the way that we're approaching this, I mean, this is gonna be a full frontal attack where I don't think you'll be able to get away from the red, white, and blueprint here if you live anywhere close to where we're at.
I signed two or three of them to get rid of Newsom.
Well, you're not supposed to say
that. I dang sure want to sign the one to get rid of the Board of Supervisors, most of them.
We'll make sure we get your number here. We're going to have Travis get your number. So stay on the line. But with that, we're going to have to go off to a break here, and that'll be our last break. Then we're going to take it all the way home with the rest of the hour. So time has come. Let's get it all done here. Liberty for everyone.
Come on now, people, let's get on the ball and work together. Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hit that E flat. Well, we're back. This is Jefferson State of Mind. We're broadcasting live from KCNR 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better. Oh, you didn't say when it works?
Not today. We're actually having issues, and people are on the chat room talking about the FM fading
gosh.
In and out. So every time I say something, it gets jinxed.
1460
and it's not even snowing today. For the love of God.
Oh, man.
Get it fixed.
I know. Uh-oh. My partner's cranky. No. So we're going to go to someone who's not cranky, and that's Courtney. Courtney, you've
I
got
do
some
get
important...
hangry, but...
Hangry.
You've got some important information to pass on to the folks.
Well, I know just for everyone listening, we did want to mention, too, with the red, white, and blueprint, and obviously we want to be a blueprint for freedom. That's what we are doing. It's a patriot movement, and that's why we chose to call it Red, White, and Blueprint. So you can also follow us. We do have our social pages live, and that's where we'll also be putting the trailer that goes out on March 8th. So if you want to find us on Facebook, Red, White, and Blueprint, send us a message. We'd love to hear why you want to be involved. And also on Instagram, we are at Red, White, and Blueprint. So go ahead and follow us, and you'll be getting all of our updates there as well.
Awesome. And then that's when when you guys decide to do your release, you're going to announce all that stuff there and let
exactly.
everybody know what's going on. So
all of our releases will be there. Like Perfect. Jeremy said earlier, the episodes are going to come out on the third Friday of every month, and that's where we'll be keeping people posted about the recall movement as
okay.
well.
Now, do you have an alternative? Pending getting locked down by Facebook commies.
Well, the goal is we do have a website, and so people can go to that as well. If you that is not launched yet, but we will be making that aware as soon as we launch that also in just about a week when our trailer goes out. And so we have plans, definitely. We do expect to get filtered a little bit, but we figure as many people that can support this movement and also get our word out, that's only going to help us because instead of just one thing that
right.
they have to take down, it's going to be a thousand.
Multiple, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Sounds like a plan.
Well, partner, you have a... Oh, I'm sorry.
Go say ahead, the Jerry. Website's theredwhiteandblueprint.com, and it'll launch March 8th. We are on our own server, so we are protected at that level.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. Fart smellers here. Smart fellers. Okay, we have something to address, too, pending, you know, given the first two phone calls we had. I just want to share something that was shared with me, and it was through Facebook, and it was shared by a patriot, and that they found this, and it comes from, I'm not sharing who it came from locally, who the patriot is, but I'm sharing what the information was that was shared. And it came from Julianne out of Siskiyou County from the Democratic Central Committee. It says, action alert, North State people. This applies to more than Shasta County. It applies to all regions in the North State. Please mark your calendars and use the hotline number to call in. The verbiage here is master plan, and the like is the same sort of language Hitler used. If you aren't familiar with this guy, he is a militia member. Wow. And has threatened violence against public officials, and the list goes on. They have promised that they will do very bad things if they don't get their way. They are the same people who overran the Capitol in D.C. Not. These people are trying to circumvent the laws for their own nefarious end. This guy has also said that his plan applies to the entire North State. Siskiyou County, Lassen County, Plumas, Tehama, Trinity, Modoc, Humboldt, Del Norte counties. Spread the word. And then they list KCNR studio hotline, which is 530-605-4567. So some jackass out of Siskiyou County is posting this to all the other jackasses that are out there that are trying to make a mess of everything going on here. And it just goes back to showing you what happened on those first two phone calls. That's my media release.
So thank you, Wynn.
I went and looked at that post, and I think there was like one person that saw that and liked that post. So talk about a platform, right? And this is what's wrong with these people. They think that they can come out of nowhere, you know, and attack us. And, you know, they say that we threaten them. They threaten us.
Right.
You know, and if we say anything, they want to censor us. They want to shut us down. They don't want our voices to be heard. But our voices are way louder. We have way more people up here. I mean, we're so blessed. I have friends who were just up here last night from the Bay Area, and they said, man, this is like a paradise up here. You know, restaurants are open. People are out having a good time, hugging, laughing, drinking. And this is like America, you know, and we're so blessed.
The way it's supposed to be.
We're so blessed to live in a place like this. They were just shell-shocked at how normal things are up here. And it's all because of people like us. It is in spite of our local government, not because of. So let's not give them any credit because they deserve zero credit. All this credit goes to people in this room, people in this movement, patriots who love this country and are willing to stand up and fight. So when some jackass writes something on Facebook that nobody's listening to, nobody's watching, you know, it doesn't bother me one bit. In fact, I wish more people would see. I wish there was more of an opposition because I like a good fight. You
know? Well, with that, we're going to go to the phones. And, Roy, you have just a quick minute here, buddy. We're starting to run out of time. So what say you, sir?
Yeah, I appreciate this. First-time caller. I'm the chairperson out here, CSA 6, Jones Valley. My main gripe is about the way we've been fleeced as far as our rates are concerned. Our supervisor has not answered any of my questions.
Who's your supervisor, Roy?
Oh, Mary Rickrey, District
okay.
3.
My favorite.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, like, and Modi, too. He's ran unopposed for... Yeah, so I'm on board with what you guys are doing. We've talked to Rural Community Assistance Corp. We kind of set up a rate structure. We found tons of problems. 2.5-hour meeting with Doug LaMalfa, Congressman. And... we have been slow walked at every opportunity. I was at the Board of Supervisors meeting on the 23rd, trying to get one of our CAB members instated. They ignored us, deferred us to the Department of Public Works, which is part of the money grab. And I just want to say that I'm going to follow up with this red, white, and blueprint. I'm going to blog out here on the Neighborhood Digest.
Thank you.
And I support everything you guys are doing, and I'm definitely going to try and, you know, get some cavalry going for this recall.
That's awesome, brother.
It's going to take all of us. Terry, is it okay if I introduce our friends here in the studio?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But remember, this we're going to go into the next program, so you got about 2 minutes.
Oh, okay, perfect. Well, we'll wait then. You know.
We'll just bring him on in the next program.
So, yeah, so we do have some friends here in the studio with us we'll introduce in the next segment, and I think it's important because these are men who I consider friends mm-hmm. and leaders and fighters in this movement. So we'll wait on that. But on the last caller, you know, I think this is great. We're going to have so much support. We've already gotten so much support for what we're doing, you know, and that really just fuels me. It fuels this group, and it inspires us that we are doing the right thing. It validates what we're doing. And you said it earlier, Terry, you know, we're not quitting. We're not giving up. Mm-hmm. We are relentless. I've never worked with a more ambitious, professional group of people. Talk about consummate professionals, you know, who won't stop. Any project I've ever worked on, I'm usually the guy having to kick people in the butt, you know, to get going. And these guys are kicking me in the butt every single day, you know. And, I mean, I can barely keep up, and that says a lot. And these guys are just incredible. And if you think that we're just some ragtag group of people that we've put together haphazardly, you're wrong. Everybody in this group, every single human being in this group is a professional, and we will win.
You know, and I think the important thing to understand is that this is for all people. Carlos hit the nail on the head. I mean, do you want a better life for your kids? Do you want a better life for your grandkids? Do you want to restore your liberty? Bottom line is, this is not a revolution. This is a restoration. We get our rights from God. They're protected by the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't give us rights. It's the line in the sand the government should never cross. And in our next segment, we're going to have a couple of young men, Lonnie Bengay, and also we're going to have Seth McNeil and Jesse Lane. And these guys will be on in the next segment on Sovereign Minds. We're going to be on here for 3 hours today, folks. There is going to be an amazing amount of information given here. And with this, what I want to do is I want to give the last word to Carlos. We have about 2 minutes, my good friend.
Well, and I feel like you just introduced Shasta County's group of domestic terrorists. You know,
fellow sophisticates.
Yeah, and we'll talk about this, about the labels that they've put on us. And the fact that they label us terrorists and insurrectionists just shows how scared they are.
And ignorant.
You know, and, well, absolutely ignorant. They're mm-hmm. stupid. Let's just call it what it is. Low IQ. Classless people, you know, and I don't want to deal with those people. I want to deal with people that want to make our community better, innovative, smarter. Yeah, I want people to want to move up here for the right reasons, not because they want to bring their ideals from these crap other places they come from, but because they want to come up here and embrace our way of life, you know, and embrace freedom and liberty, because that's really what this boils down to. Who can argue against that? If you're arguing against what we're doing, you argue against freedom, and that tells me exactly where you stand. At that point, there's no conversation, because I can respect every point of view so long as you stand for freedom and patriotism first. If you love this country, I will listen to you. If you don't want to see this country succeed, then we just don't have a conversation. So,
amen, brother.
You know, I think that I'm excited to hear what happens over the next 2 hours, but I've got to say the one person I know here is Jesse Lane, this man's first cabin. Mm-hmm. He's my adopted nephew. You mess with him, you mess with Papa Bear.
I love it.
But this is the thing we have to be looking at here, is understanding that these young men are standing up. They're standing up. They're showing the courage.
And women.
They're showing, absolutely. We had mentioned the women before, but we have got four young men in front of me right here. They have stones of iron. And that's what we need to have here. We need to stand. We need to win. We need to never quit. Ever, ever quit. And again, as I said at the beginning of the program, this is not the beginning of this. And this is not the beginning of the end of this. This is now the end of the beginning of this. And this is day one, February 28th, 2021. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get liberty done. For all.
Amen.
By men who knew that freedom must be fought for by the free, and died to save a ragged flag that says, don't tread on me, don't tread on me. I'm a rattlesnake with diamonds on my
another men retreat.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.